The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara has a shaila, by Rav Chananya. If yesh tchumen l'malam me'asara, if the iser tchumen and the rules of tchumen apply more than 10 tefachim above the ground, if someone is flying in the air, but ain't tchumen l'malam me'asara, or if the rules of tchumen do not apply above asara, above 10 tefachim, that means if someone is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, the rules of tchumen do not apply. The Gemara has a shak v'tari. The Gemara goes back and forth about this shaila, and in the end, pashtus simply it comes out a suffix in the Gemara. There's no clear maskon. What is the halacha? So if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Dalid, the halacha is that since it's a suffix, if there are tchumen, l'malam me'asara or not, so therefore the suffix goes b'hakol. The Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch, u'mashayi b'drabanan, what will be by drabanan, yesfeku l'hakol. A suffix will go l'kula, and we can be lenient, and we can say that there is no issur tchumen if one is traveling, l'malam me'asara, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Now, we know that besides the Isser of Tchum Apayim, of going 2,000 Amos away from one's Mokum Shvisa, from where one started off, from where one is resting on Shabbos, there's Isser Dera Bonon. If one goes more than Apayim Amos, more than 2,000 Amos away, there's also another Isser, which predates that Isser, an earlier Isser, which is if one goes Yud Beis Mil, if one goes more than Yud Beis Mil, based on the measurement of the Amma, how much it would be, but Yud Beis Mil is 24,000 Amos, which we could say is somewhere approximately 7 or 8 miles long. That's how much Yud Beis Mil would be. Now, there's a shaila in the Rishonim, if Yud Beis Mil is Issa Deraisa, or if that is also really an Issa Derabanan. So the Rama says, right away on this Mechaber, that if Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, so then a Savak Deraisa goes to Chumrah, and we have to go to Chumrah to adopt a more stringent view, and we have to assume that there is Issa Tchumen L'malam Yasara, and therefore, if one goes more than Yud Beis Mil, one would not be allowed to go more than Yud Beis Mil, l'mal me'asar, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. If one would go more than Yud Beis Mil, l'mal me'asar, more than 10 tefachim above the ground, we would have to go l'chumrah, we would have to assume l'chumrah, that there is an iser tchumen in such a case. Now, it is important to note that this is a big machlok zishanim, and the Mishnah Berurah does say over here that the mashmois, the implications of the Bir Hagra, is that he is noita, he is leaning towards those who are meiko, and who believe that is non iser derais Yud Beis Mil. However, the Mishnah Berurah does seem, in the end, to go, at least in Bir Halacha, it seems pretty clear that it does go with the opinion of the Rama, and that is the Mashmois of the Mechaber, later on in this Siman also, that Yud Beis Mil, we do have to be Cheshish, we do have to worry about those Rishonim hold is this Deraisa, and we do have to go L'chumro when there's a Safik, for example, by our Safik, our question of L'mal Me'asara, of above 10 Tvachim. It's also interesting to note that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Nachal Eson says that Rav Rishonim hold that Yud Beis Mil is an Issa Derabanan, and he seems to be noita, he seems to be leaning that l'alacha, we can go that way also. However, we'll go with the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, who seems, even though he mentions this Bir Hagra, he seems to still work that we have to treat it like an Issa Deraisa. Now, the Gemara discusses at length the case of the Sfina of Rabbi Gamliel, the ship of the Rabbi Gamliel, and the other Chachamim found themselves on in the sea on Shabbos. The Siman Taf Dal and Shulchan Aruch also discusses the case of the Sfina. Let's discuss an application of this halacha, which is probably more common in our times. One of an airplane, a flight, one's on a flight in Erev Shabbos. Obviously, one should plan their trip schedule, their itinerary as such, and they shouldn't be risking this. But it could sometimes happen, beyond one's control, that a flight could be delayed, one could be stuck on a plane, and the plane could be landing after Shabbos already began. Now, the plane is flying on Shabbos, it's flying Ben Shmoshes, could be flying even after Ben Shmoshes, based on how late on Shabbos it arrives. The plane travels very fast and covers a lot of ground. And the plane will, if it's landing on Shabbos, will in many cases have already traveled Yud Beis Mil, which, as we said, is about 7 or 8 miles. Now, what is the halacha? Do we have to worry that one was over on the Isser Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil? Now, obviously, it was Shleil Das, it was without his intent or without his knowledge. But is this an application of the halacha of Yud Beis Mil? And remember, we just said that with Yud Beis Mil, the Rama says, that even L'malam Yassar, even more than 10 Tfachim above the ground, we have to go L'chumrah. So even though the airplane obviously flies L'malam Me'asara, still we would have to be concerned with the Isser of traveling Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. Now the Shulchan Aruch, by discussing the Svina, he says Bahal the in the Yamum of Nahoris is a chum the rise of the Rehako. He discusses the case of a ship, and he says that in the seas and the rivers on water there's no Isat Chum the Raisa according to all Rishonim, even those Rishonim who believe that the Isra Yudbe's mill of Tchumen is the Raisa, but it's only on dry land, on Yabasha. However, when one is travelling in water or over water, the Isra the Raisa does not apply. It's not similar to the Machne Yisrael, to the camp of the Yidden, when they're in the Midbar. After Yitzis Mitzrayim, that is where the Issa Yubis mill is went out from, and that was the size of the Machne Yisrael at the time. And because it is not similar to Diglei Midbar, because over there it was on Yabasha, it was on dry land, so therefore by Yama and Nahoris, the Issa would not apply. So if one is flying over the ocean, let's say, and he lands in an airport, so obviously, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this would not be an application of the case of Yubis mill. Now, what if he's not flying over Yama and Nahoris? Now, the Chuvas Rambam, which this Halach and Shulchan Aruch is more or less coming from, seems to say that the Isser of Tchum Deraisa only applies in Rosh Hashanah. That means if one travels Yud Beis Mil in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, then he is getting involved with the Isser of Yud Beis Mil of Tchum Deraisa, the Isser Tchum of the Torah. However, if one is traveling in a Carmelis, that means any place that is not Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, it's not Asrat Yigdola, it's not Palat Yigdola, it's not a huge public thoroughfare, so then it does not get involved with the Isser Deraisa of Yud Beis Mil. Now, we are not going to get involved in what the rules are for a place to consider the Shram Deraisa. For most, or definitely many places, even in dry land where one is traveling, he would not be traveling in, or he would not be traveling over Shram Deraisa. He would be traveling over a Carmelis. A Carmelis is an area which one's not allowed to carry unless the proper Erevin were made. However, according to the Chuvas Rambam, there's no Isser Tchum Deraisa when one is traveling in or traveling over a Carmelis, even if he travels Yud Beis Mil. Now, the Bir Locha and our Siman says that Rabbi Kveger brings down this concept that the Isser Tchum Deraisa does not apply in the Carmelis, it only applies in the Shram Deraisa, and Rabbi Kveger seems to go with this Bar Locha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav also passes like this Bar Locha. If one looks in the Aruch HaShulchan, you'll see that the Aruch HaShulchan also brings down this Chuvas Rambam and seems pretty clearly to be passing La Halacha that the Isser Deraisa of Tchumen of 12 mil, of Yud Beis Mil, only applies in the Shram Deraisa. However, the Bir Halacha himself, the Mishnah Berurah himself, is not happy with this. He says it's a big chiddush, he has kashas on it, and he points out that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very much mashma that the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch was not willing to be samech, who's not willing to depend on this mashmais, this implication of the Chuvas Rambam, that the Isser of Tchumim deraisa by Yud Beis Mil does not apply in the Carmelis, because the Shulchan Aruch only says that by a Sfina, by a ship, there's no Isser Tchumim deraisa according to all Rishonim, because one is traveling in the Yam and the Haaretz, he's traveling in water. The implication would be that if one is traveling on dry land, that there would be an Isser deraisa of Yud Beis Mil, even if he is not necessarily traveling in the Shrabim. The Yamim and the Haaretz always have the Halacha of a Carmelis. Water can never have the Halacha, a body of water can never have the Halacha of a Shrabim deraisa. So the Mashmois is that the Mechaber is not willing to be semich on this kula, on this leniency, that Carmelis does not have the Isser of Yud Beis Mil. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha here also brings down the Ramban. The Ramban is Nar Sugya. The Ramban also says that traveling on a ship, one is not over on the Isser Yud Beis Mil. The Ramban says a whole different reason. He says, Tamal Atzmocha. He says, how can you imagine who Yeshiv Shasiyachid Shaloi? One is traveling on a ship, he is sitting in his own Shasiyachid. The ship itself is its own Shasiyachid. Shasfinir Shasiyachid. The ship is Shasiyachid. And you're worrying for him, Shemhalach Gimra Parsais, that he's traveling 3 Parsais, that he's traveling 12 mil. He's sitting, he's stationary, he's not moving at all. The ship is what's traveling. The Ramban says very clearly that someone has to personally travel the 3 Parsais, the 12 mil. Kimish the Halach Gimra Parsais. Since one did not personally walk on his own 2 feet, the 3 parsais, which is the 12 mil, he is not over on the Isser of Ayetz Ishmim Koimoy. The Isser of that person is not allowed to go out from his place because he did not personally go out on his own 2 feet. He looked between the Ainan Kari, he looked Kali, he says. Going out, traveling on a ship is not considered traveling at all in regards to this Isser of Ayetz Ishmim Koimoy, going out from his place. So the Bir Halacha takes out from this that the Ramban also does not hold that Erish Sarabim is necessary in order to have the Isser of Yud Beis Mil, because otherwise the Ramban could have said very simply that a ship is never traveling the Rosh Hashanah, it's traveling the water, where there's a Carmelis, it's not the Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa or Shram of the Torah. So therefore the Bir Halacha is not willing to be semich on this kula of the Chuvas Rambam. The truth is that many Acharonim do go with this pretty clear Mashmois in the Chuvas Rambam, as we said, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Rikveger, the Aruch HaShulchan. I saw the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos from Rav Yankov Bloishlita, one of the Gedolei Paiskim today in Eretz Yisrael, one of the senior Paiskim of the Badas. That he says that B'mokom HaTzarech, he seems to say that if there's an important need, one could be Samech in the Chuvas Rambam, although the Bir Halacha is not happy with it. Now, what is in our case with an airplane? In our case with the airplane, if it is traveling over Yam and the Haaretz, over water, it's certainly, there's no issue with Yud Beis Mil. If and is traveling over dry land, in most cases, it will not be traveling Yud Beis Mil in the Yisram Deraiso, we're traveling over buildings, which are Shtiochil, we're traveling over streets that have are defined as a carmelis, will not be traveling directly over Yisram Deraiso. And remember that we're talking about traveling also Lamal Me'asar, more than 10 Tvachim above the ground, which itself is a Shaila in the Gemara. And even though we are being Chesh, we are worrying about those Rishonim who hold that Yud Beis Mil is Deraiso. Remember, we said many Rishonim hold Yud Beis Mil is Derabanan, and that's how the Vilna Gaon is Noita and Bir Agro. And others seem to go like that. But even though we are worrying about those Rishonim who hold that Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, it's only a Suffolk, according to those Rishonim, because the Malam Me'asara, more than 12 above the ground, is a Suffolk. And we said that many Achrenim are willing to Yemeko in regards to when one is traveling Yud Beis Mil, not in their Shtrav and Deraisa. So there's not what we send on to say that one has not traveled out of the Yud Beis Mil. In any case, this is not so relevant to the actual traveling, because one is on the plane to stop there, and when he lands, and he's going to be forced off the plane. They will not allow him to stay on the plane, and he'll have to enter the terminal. Now the question is, what happens now that he has entered the terminal? So can he walk the entire terminal? So we said the Pashtus is, simply, the Pashtus is that one did not go against the Isser of traveling Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. And even if in the unlikely event that one did travel the Yud Beis Mil, the Pashtus is that even if one did travel Yud Beis Mil Shabbos, but with Shleil Ladas, and he ended up in a Dira Soyar, they put him in a Dira Soyar, a room which is Mukaf Mechitz Ladira, which we can say the airport terminal is. There's Lav Achil Vishtia going on over there. There are people sleeping there even at times. And therefore, we could say that the building, the airport terminal, the building itself is called, which one is forced to go into after he lands and he gets off the plane. We could say that building is Mukaf Ladira. And therefore, we can say that the person is certainly allowed to walk around the entire terminal. That's what we would say from the standpoint of the Issur Beis Mil. But there's another point which we have to take into account over here. In regards to the regular Tchum Alpayim, the person who was on the plane, was traveling the whole time, was he ever kind of shvisa? Did he ever get a kinyan shvisa? Did he ever have a place that his Shabbos is starting, and from there he has the halacha that he gets 2,000 amos in all directions, and after that he's not allowed to go any further. And the halacha is in Tchum Alpayim, that if once 2,000 amos ends in the middle of a city, or even if it ends in the middle of a house, even if it ends in the middle of a room, he may not take a step any further. Even if he's in the middle of a dir sayar, if that's where his 2,000 amos end him up, he cannot travel any further. So now, the question arises, where was the Kana Shvisa? Where did the 2,000 Amos start? Now, if you say, Ein Tchum L'mayel Me'asara, and Tchum did not apply more than Tetzvalcham off the ground, so now his Kana Shvisa first took place when he landed, when he arrived L'mata Me'asara, when the plane was touched down, or was about to touch down, and first arrived, less than Tetzvalcham from the ground. Now, we have the right to go L'kula in both directions, since this is the Rabban L'Kashayla, and if it's more of a Kula to say, Ein Tchum L'mayel Me'asara, we can say that no Tchum above 10 Tvachim. If it's more of a kula, if it's more lenient to say, Yesh Tchumun Amal Me'asara, we have the right to say for him that there are Tchumun more than 10 Tvachim off the ground. Now, if this airport is located in a city, in Ir, which is regarded as a city in regards to Tchumun, though the qualifications for that we'll learn more about in the next parak, in case of Ma'abr Mitzvah Shem, or if it's in the Ribua, in the squared off area of the city, which we'll learn about in the next parak, and more or less in Dafnun Vav. So if he's in the city or in the Ribua of a city, so then we could say that he's first kind of Shvisa now when he lands. And now he gets the entire ear, he gets the entire city, plus 2,000 amos outside the city, he can more or less go anywhere in the city. However, if this airport is outside the city, and it's not even located in the ribu of the city, it's not connected to any city, it's its own independent place, and there may or may not be fences around the entire airport, the person probably will not know when he gets off the plane if the entire airport is fenced in. And even if it's fenced in, that is questionable whether that fence is considered hukuf l'dira, if it's a fence that is there for dira purposes, although the terminal is part of, which we said is a dira-like building. The terminal is within the confines of the fence around the airport, but the runways and many other things, the towers are also there, and we don't know if the terminal and whatever dira activities that are in the airport fence are enough to make the entire fencing of the airport hukuf l'dira, which is something which we discussed a little bit on the last daf, on Daf Mem Beis, and really belongs being learned more in detail in the second paragraph of Erevin. So now, the person, we will have to assume that he's starting his 2,000 amos now. If he starts his 2,000 amos now, when the plane lands, or when the plane gets to the Mata Me'asara, within 10 Tvachim of the ground, so the entire plane is considered his place, and he gets 2,000 amos in all directions. Those 2,000 amos might end somewhere in the middle of the terminal. If it ends in the middle of the terminal, he cannot go any further. On the other hand, if we say Yesh Tchum L'mayel Me'asara, then it could be he was Kana Shvisa, up in the sky, wherever he was, Banish Moshes, and now he was taken out against his will, he was taken out of his Tchum, more than 2,000 amos, the plane certainly flew on Shabbos, and now he is forced to go into this terminal. It's a case of Nasnu B'Dira B'Soyar, that someone was taken forcibly out of their Tchum Shabbos and put in the building, the Dira Soyar, which is Mukaf Mechitz L'Dira, the terminal itself, those Mechitzes are good, and he would now be allowed to walk around the entire terminal. So maybe we should have the right to say that Misavik Darabonan, we have the right to go to Kula, to adopt the more lenient view, and say that Yesh Tchumun Amal Me'asara, there are Tchumun more than 10 Tvachim above the ground, and therefore he was kind of Shvisa when the Bein HaShmosh is wherever the plane was at the time, and now that he was kind of Shvisa up there, he is already Nasnu B'dir B'Soyar, he is already placed in the Dir B'Soyar against his will, and he gets the entire terminal. He may now walk the entire terminal, even the parts of the terminal, which are more than 2,000 Amos, which are more than 3,500 feet, we would say, away from the place where the plane was when it landed, or when it got Lamate Me'asara on the runway. Now there's another point that we have to worry about though. The Bir Halacha is the Daik in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch discussing the ship says that the 2,000 Amos of the person begin, as soon as the ship gets less than within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's where the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos start. Now the Bialoch is bothered that when the ship gets within, it gets within 10 tefachim of the ground, the ship is still traveling, it hasn't ported yet, it hasn't stopped yet on the dock, and still it seems that the Mechaber is of the opinion that one can be Kanei Shvisa then. That's where when it's Kanei Shvisa, that's where the 2,000 amos start. The Bialoch is bothered and the Sigla, the Mashmoy is the Sigla and Daf Memhei talks about clouds, rainwater and clouds over there, and it seems that something which is moving cannot be Kanei Shvisa while it's moving. The Bir Halacha brings the Ramban and the Rashba in the Sugya by us, that on Daf Mem Gimel, that seems to say that the reason why the Sfin of Ram Gamliel was the issue of Kanei Shvisa is because it wasn't moving by Hashmoshes, but it seems like a moving item is not Kanei Shvisa. And if that's the case, the Kanei Shvisa first takes place when the ship docks, or in our case, when the airplane lands and stops moving. And in that case, once 2,000 amos would end, possibly somewhere in the middle of the terminal, he would not be allowed to walk the entire terminal. And even if you say that Yesh Tchumun Lamala Me'asara, and you want to go to the Kula and say that one was already finished Shvisa before, and therefore now he has Nasnu B'Direi B'Soyar, and he gets the entire terminal, one would not be able to say like that. One would have to say that you're not finished Shvisa while you're moving, only when the plane comes to a complete stop, at that point you only get your 2,000 amos, and you'd be forced to stop walking somewhere in the middle of the terminal, potentially. And the Bialoch says, Tzarchiyam Amayse, does not come out of the clear maskana. He seems to say that L'chumra, one has to worry about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that he could be Kanei Shvisa while he is moving, but it's not clear if the Kula, if in our case, where it's for the benefit of the person who is traveling, is leniency for him to say he was Kanei Shvisa while he was traveling, because now we could say that he is out of his Tchum Shabbos, and therefore he's Masnu B'dir B'Seir, he was forced into this terminal, and he gains the entire terminal. It is not clear if we have the right to say he was Kanei Shvisa while he was traveling. And therefore, it could be that he would have to worry that he cannot be Kanei Shvisa until the plane stops, and especially because the entire saying that he was Kanei Shvisa while he was traveling was based on the tzadik Yesh Tchum L'malam Me'asar, that one could be Kanei Shvisa, and the rules of Tchum do apply above Tetzvach from the ground. And although we said that for the Rabbanans, one could go L'kula and assume that Yesh Tchum L'malam Me'asar, but here there's an added Kula, an added leniency involved, and that is to say that one could be Kanei Shvisa while he was traveling. So it could be that one would have to say that he's only Kanei Shvisa when the plane touches down, when the plane stops moving, and then he gets 2,000 amos in all directions from the plane, and he would have to stop walking somewhere in the middle of the terminal. He would do like the halachas, like the kapaskin, like it says in Gemara Daf Mem Beis, that he'd have to estimate based on his steps where 2,000 amos is. For our purposes, he would have to try to figure out approximately where 3,500 feet is. Obviously, he should go a little bit l'chumra, and he should not walk as far as his calculations take him, in case he's making a mistake by a little bit. He should stop a little bit earlier. And that would be the halacha, and that would be the extent of how far he can go. But bear in mind, once again, that if this airport is located in a city, we could say that he was kind of Shvisa with the city, and he gets the entire city. And even if he was kind of Shvisa up there, which we did not have to say L'chumra, but now that he is in the city, we know that even if the city is not Mukim Mechitis, does not offenses, the Bialoch has already said, and we discussed this already in Daf Memalos, that B'Shas Tchach, under extenuating circumstances, which is probably the case in our circumstances, one can be Semech on the Shita of the Ramban and say that one is allowed to walk around the entire city.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.